96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
From what day you may find out, certain people not like me. Everyone crocus bag a thing now. Bakes through me, I do it like Nike. But me not fear no guy now. No matter how hard them a spike me. Me just a go and do me thing now. Me just a do it like Nike. 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 Them one pies and me, show me thing up. Pass me and them girlfriend a link up.
Hello.
Dog, where you did that when they think tough? No food, clean water for drink up. No me and the dog.
Here's how you can become a talking head. Brought to you by BTC.
The pioneer just a kicks up.
You got it locked and loaded into the Wednesday, July 3rd edition of Talking Heads, all brought to you, of course, by Burger King, the Cancer Treatment Centers of America, Cleveland Clinic, Fine Threads, Janae's Uniform Center, John's Department Store, Joker's Wild, KFC, Naughty Johnny's, Percy's Island Games, Printmasters, and Tropical Gyros. Happy Wednesday, y'all. Hump day, middle of the week. Your boy Naughty and your company right up until 6 p.m., it is an open line Wednesday. We're going to open it up for you. You know how to chime in here in New Providence. 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259. Toll free in any one of the family islands, 242-300-5720, 242-300-5720. Text lines powered by BTC, 422-GR96, that's 422-4796. Stream us live, take us wherever you want to go, GuardianTalkRadio.com, GuardianTalkRadio.com. That's how you get it in, and that's how you get it on for fresh news, smart talk, all day, right here on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. All right. Now, let's check out what's going on locally in your headliners, all brought to you, of course, by Fine Threads.
It's time for headliners. Everything that's making headlines in the 242. Brought to you by the Fine Threads.
And, of course, you know new arrivals in stock, both locations of Fine Threads, Top of the Hill, Mackey Street, the flagship store, and the Southwest Shopping Plaza location. Both of those locations available for you, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m., Monday through Saturday. Check them out online, finethreads.com. Do your shopping online, then arrange for pickup at any one of the convenient Fine Thread locations. All right. Here's what's blazing up the pages of the Nassau Guardian News and Views That Matter. Since 1844, Grand Bahama Port Authority asserts its authority. Insist its regulator for Freeport Utilities. The Grand Bahama Port Authority yesterday fired back at Prime Minister Philip Brave Davis' assertion that the Utilities Regulation and Competition Authority, IRCA, is the regulator for the Grand Bahama Power Company and not the port. We remain resolute in our stance that we are indeed the rightful regulator for the city of Freeport, encompassing both power and water services. Grand Bahama Port Authority President Ian Roll said in a statement. So, there we go. The battle rages on between the GBPA and this current administration. So, let's see where this all pans out. Defending the Hawkesville-Cree Agreement is vital for the benefit of our licensees and the residents of Freeport. So, there you have it. I think Grand Bahama's dug its heel in the sands on this one. Bahamas prepares to assist storm-impacted nations, with the Eastern Caribbean reeling from the impact of the record-setting Hurricane Beryl and Jamaica preparing for the storm. Prime Minister Philip Davis said yesterday, the government of the Bahamas is ready to provide assistance to the impacted island as soon as possible. We have mobilized some of our people here along with the CDEMA to be able to provide assistance whenever the all-clear is given, whenever we hear from them. We are in contact with them. I have spoken to the Prime Minister of Barbados, Jamaica, and St. Vincent, and we are just waiting to get further updates from them. Speaking to the Jamaican Prime Minister this morning, they are worried about the intensity of the storm. We're keeping them all in our prayers. Now, a lot of people have gotten up in arms in this. I want to hear your, two cents when we check in the buzz, on the, get into the buzz On the flip side of the break, all brought to you, of course, by John Shoes. Royal Bahamas Police Force finding Casey a priority. Police on New Providence yesterday said they are still looking for Taylor Casey, the American woman who was reportedly missing on June 20th. The officer's diligent search efforts led to the discovery of Taylor's journal and the retrieval of her cell phone from nearby waters, police said in a statement. In addition, other personal effects have been found. However, the American passport has not been located. Casey, 41, from Chicago, Illinois, travels to the Bahamas to attend the Sivananda Ashram Yoga Retreat on Paradise Island. Employees from the retreat reported her missing after she failed to attend some classes. So we continue to watch that play out, both locally and internationally. Chamber says PM made right choice to intervene with task force. Bahamas Chamber of Commerce and Employees Confederation, BCCEC, President Timothy Ingram said yesterday, the Prime Minister, Philip Prayer Davis, made the right decision to direct the Revenue Collection Task Force to find a better way to carry out inspections at businesses without carrying armed law enforcement officers. So we'll see how that unfolds as well. All right, that's just some of the headlines blazing up the pages of the Nassau Guardian News and Business Madison's 1844. We'll take a quick break, flip side of the break. The buzz is coming at you, all brought to you, of course, by John Shoes. I want to know what you're buzzing on. Phone lines will be open. Text lines will be open. Chime on in. Keep it right where you got it. The Wednesday, July 3rd edition of Talking Heads continues right after this.
From what day I may find out, certain people not like me.
You're listening to Talking Heads with Naughty, only on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM.
We're going to give you a check every week for a year.
Percy Fenty Plan, Island Game, keep you winning. Percy Fenty Plan, dream big, we will help you live it. Percy Fenty Plan, Island Game, we got you. Percy Fenty Plan, from the friends you can trust. Come play the game, you know, cause your best chance is with us. The most trustworthy name is Percy's Island Game. So put 20 on your account and ride this easy train at Percy's Island Game.
Naughty Johnny's restaurant can only be described as the experience. You want to recreate again and again and again. Their motto is simple food done well. You're welcome into their home at Naughty Johnny's, where you can dine on crack conch fritters, and other Bahamian favorites. There's also an international flair that's guaranteed to offer something for everyone. Enjoy a good meal and listen to live band on their patio Friday and Saturday nights, or brunch on Saturday and Sunday, only at Naughty Johnny's restaurant in the Old Town Plaza, Old Fort. They're open 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. Monday through Thursday, 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. Friday, 10 a.m. to 11 p.m. on Saturday, and 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. on Sunday. Naughty Johnny's, well worth the trip.
We a bucket together when everybody out. Yeah. Fried chicken, we a pre-bucket for the crowd. Share a bucket together, everybody go live. Ooh. Crispy original when we online.
Bucket together and do the new dance craze. Yeah.
Hot KFC Summer Bucket Deal. 8 pieces of your favorite fried chicken and 4 buttery biscuits with options to add family fries, a 2-liter switcher, and 4 pineapple biscuits. Starting at $20. KFC, it's finger licking good.
The Grand Bahama News is available every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian. You can buy your local paper at Freeport convenience stores, Western Bakery, DeGregory's Fine Foods, and Bellevue Gifts. Now is the time to reach your Grand Bahama market with affordable packages, including print and digital. Call GB News sales representative Kavondre at 822-6717 or message him on WhatsApp for ad rates. Classified ads are now available every Tuesday as well. Keep up with everything Grand Bahamian every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian.
You're listening to Talking Heads with Naughty. Only on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM.
It's time for The Buzz. What are you buzzing on? Brought to you by John Shoes.
We're back at you on the Wednesday, July 3rd edition of Talking Edge. Boy, Naughty New Company, right up until 6 p.m. And like I said, it is Wednesday. It is hump day. It is middle of the week. We will get over that hump together. It is now time for The Buzz, all brought to you, of course, by John Shoes. And John reminds you, they got new arrivals in stock each and every Monday, all right? New arrivals, ladies, just for you. Just for you, ladies. All right, you got your summer shoes there, your flats, your sandals, all that good stuff. So be sure to check out John's Plaza, both locations. John's Plaza Carmichael and the flagship store over there on Rosetta today. And don't forget John's Fast Fashion and John's Workwear as well. All right, lines are open. What are you buzzing on? That's what I want to know. A lot of things to talk about. A lot of people up in arms about several issues. You know, they still, you know, now you have to look at the hot talk today is, as the Bahamas prepares to assist storm-impacted nations, a lot of people are, you know, building up their talks. Well, we got issues here. Yes, we do have issues here. I agree with you. And we do need a lot of things remedied here at home. But when you look in the region, there, but for the grace of God, go you or I, or goes the Bahamas. We've known what we've been through. We've seen what we've been through. Abaco, Grand Bahama, still impacted from what we've been through. So if we can lend some assistance, just for the sake of goodwill and fellowship, because in case something happens to us, we want the same reciprocation, then I don't see a problem with it. I don't. Because again, there, but for the grace of God, go you or I. To politicize this right here, don't make no sense right now. Because whether that you for or against this administration, that is just the right thing to do. It is just the right thing to do. We're lending assistance. We're lending aid where we can. Manpower and probably relief, supplies and relief. I don't think any borders are going to be opened or so on and so forth. So everybody could just calm down. Good afternoon, Norty. Correct. It is nice to help your brothers in the region. Yeah, because there, but for the grace of God, go you are. I mean, we don't want it to be us again. We know what we've been through. We know what we've been through. So at the end of the day, if we need to render some assistance, so be it. Another headline jumping out. Chamber says PM made right choice to intervene with task force. Now, let's see what the intervention does. Let's see how this is going to be rectified. Let's see if they go back and come back with a plan B that might be executed a little more efficiently and be a little more palatable to business owners. Because I agree, we should collect delinquent taxes. We should make sure everyone is current. We should have a way and a system that's streamlined to monitor all of this. And if we do need to collect, we need to collect either by check, wire transfer, or digital process, but not cash. And if we have to do cash, then the right situations need to be set up. But I think officers with some sort of protection, i.e. a handgun, and the proper documentation should be able to go and get the information from these businesses or collect whatever they need to collect without such a show of force. And I get the officer's safety. I get all of that that goes into collection. But that show of force for the tax collection, I feel we need to release those officers on the streets. We got a lot of issues going on our streets. A lot of violence, a lot of murder, a lot of crime, a lot of rape. I think they'd be way more effective in that capacity and making sure the streets were safe. And bringing down, you know, the crime numbers that are in society every day. Now, what say you? I mean, a lot of people were making noise over it, and rightly they should. They had their concerns and they had their questions. But I think now you got to give it the benefit of the doubt to see where it plays out. The Prime Minister has spoken to it. Let's see what resolutions are made, and let's see if we can find a happy medium. So that, you know, we collect what we need to collect and it's done in a manner that's not offensive or obtrusive or invasive to start on us and taxpayers. Here's another one that is making the rounds both locally and internationally. Royal Bahamas Police Force finding Casey a priority. Police on New Providence said yesterday they are still looking for Taylor Casey. And there's many layers to this onion now. Because the more this goes on, the more stories are coming out. And we need to get some resolution on this. Obviously, her family wants some sort of closure. We as a country need to get to the bottom of it because internationally and locally it's all in the press, as it should be. Because obviously it's going to be reported. I mean, if it's picked up in the States, we know that's a news item, so it'll travel. But over here, we do need to address it. We do need to find out what's going on. And find out all the circumstances. Because like I say, the plot continues to thicken in this one. Every day there's more info coming out. But no answers. So where do we go with this? Do you think it's time to re-involve international sources? I know the FBI had come in a little bit earlier to assist. Do you think we need to bring in some assistance? Since this is such a high-profile case, let's go to the phone lines. Talking Heads.
Hello.
Talking Heads.
Hello, Nadia. How you doing?
What's going on, Sparky? Turn your radio down for me, please.
I just did that, you know, because of the delay, you got to have the TV on to know when you're coming on.
All right.
So I got the delay. I got it now. But, you know, I was out in the front there, not with the brown bottles. But I was out in the front there, and, you know, certain things get to your mind sometimes, so it sounds like you're coming from left field when you throw the ball. Something disturbed me yesterday, Naughty, and I wonder our country, why this change, like people say, the world has changed. The world is changing from God made Adam and Eve. It was changing every day. It ain't nothing new. But it's more rapid because there's more population now. But I told you the other day by WhatsApp or whatever it is that I had an injury last August. I'm still recuperating this and that and the next, okay? Then there's something about my legs because they're swollen up but bad flow and a lot of fluids built up. And it's not a good thing for my heart, so I'm being watched by the doctor. But then there's a medication, Naughty, that they've been giving me to get rid of the fluids very rapidly in my body as quickly as it builds up. Now, I said all of that to say this. I go out to a public place. I go out to a place where I worked for over 19 years. BTC. And this medication I'm on, because of the fluid, Naughty, you still there?
Yeah, I'm listening, Sparky.
Because of the fluid, it makes you want to urinate a lot. The doctor told me, Sparky, this is going to make you want to urinate more than you ever did before in your life. Every so often, you want to run. I got short inside BTC. I go to the desk. Is there a place I could use the restroom, please? Customers are not allowed to use the restroom. I'm in BTC in the mall. They suggest I go over to Wendy's to use the restroom. I say, but I work here for 19 years. I want to use the restroom before I wet up myself in public. Sorry, we can't let you use the restroom.
Sparky, there, or we lost you? Sparky, try link us back. I think we lost you, but that's a crying shame, man. And I think a lot more businesses need to take into consideration restroom facilities. Because I've been out, I've been traveling, I've seen some things go down, and people look like they need in the restroom, and you know, sometimes it's not readily available. And sometimes it is. But they're just dealing with some situations. But that's unfortunate, Sparky. I'm sorry you had to go through that. Speaking of restrooms, I keep getting reports about deplorable conditions at the Iraqi restrooms. I think I might have to go do some investigative journalism and go down there. Me and Mr. Producer got to go down there, get a couple of brewskis, some Kong salad, and have a gander and see what's going on in there. But those are the kind of things that matter to folks. And this is something that's so ironic, too. This is something that I'm buzzing on today. You know, I was very grateful, and I should have mentioned it the first couple of days when I got to work. But, you know, I don't look for recognition. I don't look for fanfare or anything. I do it from my heart because I know it's the right thing to do. And, you know, I've tried to champion the cause of handicapped parking and disabled drivers. You know, that spots have been taken for so many years, you know, indiscriminately. People just don't care. Well, I'll be honest with you. I was very humbled and grateful to be named Media Advocate of the Year at the Disability Icon Award this past Sunday. I want to thank Mr. Kendrick Grove for making sure I got nominated. And I want to, you know, thank the Honorable Miles Narota, the patron. And it's Disability Empower Month, and I didn't see it coming. I'm humbled. I'm grateful. I know my mom and especially my late Aunt Kay are looking down because, you know, they were champions of the same cause, especially my Aunt Kay, and because she was a double amputee. So I'm very thankful. I'm very grateful and very appreciative to have been honored. And I added to the collection, and I tell you, I've been blessed to win numerous awards, and this will go right there to the front because I didn't see this coming, man. And, you know, I'm glad that you guys thought of me, and I appreciate it so much, and I will continue to ride. And today I'm walking around, and by grab, out there in Cable Beach, in the parking lot for our Quality Food Stores, we got a Jeep Grand Cherokee White, license number AA4077, AA4077, parked big and bold in the handicap parking, no handicap decal whatsoever, hardly a rearview mirror, let a decal to be hanging on the mirror. And big and bold parked in the handicap spot, crease right up. You need to do better. All right? So the driver on a white Jeep Grand Cherokee, AA4077, no better. Do better. So, you know, people call you crazy that don't allow you to park in a handicap parking, you know. So I give you that little heads up. Because at the end of the day, it's deplorable. It is deplorable. And I got a couple others I got to get to, too. Let me pull them up one shot. Because at the end of the day, we all in this together. And, you know, talking to disabled persons, all they want to do is be in and be out of that spot. And big up to the roadmasters, always sending me handicapped parkers when they're out and about doing their training and their road work. Boom. They will definitely get it into me. Now, had some other offenders from Harbor Bay. This looks like it's a Chevy SUV. AF7560, no decals whatsoever. Horrible. Then out at Sandy Port. My God, in front of the church, in the handicapped parking in front of the church at Sandy Port. Silver Honda. CRV, AY6973, AY6973. No decal whatsoever. And if you park there to go into the church, God ain't happy. You think the handicapped parkers and drivers and disabled drivers ain't happy? God ain't happy because you should really know better than to do better than this. You got to. Gray Honda CRV, AY6973, big and bold in the handicapped parking. No conscience. And this one is a rare breed of I think denied oxygen in the womb and just don't check, just don't give a darn. White Nissan Bluebird, CIBC Shirley Street, AD 8993, no decals whatsoever, none. Y'all got to do better, people. You got to do better. You got to do better. And there's another one as well, too. Big and bold in the handicap. See the handicap parking? Another Jeep. This time it's a gray Jeep Grand Cherokee. AY0355. AY0355. What's wrong with you Cherokee drivers? You always denied oxygen in the womb for really. Come out of the spots, people. They're not your spots. Okay? All right? And now continue to name and shame. This is the right thing to do. And if you get the information, send it to me. Right here at the Guardian. Make sure I get a picture front and back of the car. Get the license plate. Make sure they have no handicap decals. And if they're an offender, get it here. And I will name and shame. You know how I roll. You know how I roll. Mr. Producer, I sent you something. I need you to double check that. All right. Solid. Let me check the text lines. Hey, Naughty, something is buzzing over in the Valley Camp, and it ain't looking good. Yeah, boy, what's Splitsville and Valley Nation? What's going on with that? Somebody need to get me to 411 on that, because I hear in stories, all kinds of stories. Naughty, the banks don't let you use the restroom. I tried to use it several times in several banks at different times, and they would not let me use the restroom. Naughty, I would like to join you in your handicap crusade. I would like to flat people's tires. No, we don't need you to flat the offender's tires. No, you don't. Great show as usual today, Naughty. It's my birthday. Did you catch it in New York, the old age, 046? Wow, 046 come today? Well, happy birthday, man. Old age and new. Yes, sir. Naughty, that's the pastor's family by the church, I believe. You better go easy. No. Then the pastor need to pray for your family and tell them come out the handicap parking. All right, Mr. Producer, let's check these phone lines real quick. Talking Heads.
Hiya, Naughty.
Afternoon. What's going on?
Right here. Listen, there are a few businesses that is yet to put out handicap signs or paint the parking stones so that persons could know. Because I know I saw someone parking at one, and it wasn't painted for real. And I said to them, but that's the handicap.
But all these violators I just read up and rang out and read off, yeah, they all were in handicap parking that you could clearly see was handicap parking.
But these ones, I'm told that because I asked the person there that yes, it's handicap parking, but they don't, the company doesn't have it painted blue. So when I tell persons not to park there, they even though I tell them it's a handicap spot, they are saying that, oh, it's not painted.
Well, whoever owns those buildings that those companies are in, or whoever they pay rent to, then they need to ensure that the parking lot is maintained and the handicap spots are well detailed and highlighted.
So yeah, so we need to start, because I'm on it with you with these handicap spots. So yeah, I think we need to start lobbying or asking for persons with these spots to please highlight it so persons can know. Even though people are still parking, but at least if it's highlighted, it makes a difference.
Right, there's no excuse for when they get ticketed or whatever.
Yeah.
And they should make more effort to do that, too. I think somebody needs to start booting these vehicles and letting them pay to be unbooted for parking in the handicap parking.
I see Southwest Plaza has that sign up. However, I've seen persons park in the spot, and the security, I don't see the security booting anybody. The sign said you would be booted, but I don't see them booting anybody.
All right, well, I'll follow up on that and see what's going on with that.
Yes.
Thanks for your heads up, man. I appreciate it. Let's get to the other calls. Talking Heads.
Yeah, bless him, Naughty.
Hey, what's going on, 52?
You know, nothing much, health and strength. You know how it go.
Thank God for life.
Plantation. The Negroes making one out of the problem. But we can't ever find a solution. But I can't let them get away with that. I there no commercials for no banks to gangsters, right, Naughty? You listening?
I listening.
Yeah, but you know your brethren can be 60 in August, right? If he live, right?
I know you can be 60. What, August what?
August 8th, man, me and you, but Ingram, all us is lying.
And me too, the last of the month, the 31st.
You understand what I'm saying? The lion.
Yeah.
The tribe of Judah. Now listen, as it relates to the banks in the bathroom, right? That's why I tell them the bank behemoth, Commonwealth Bank, the one in Oaksfield. I was there one time, you know, I had prostate problems, BPH, and et cetera, no cancer yet. But they allowed me to use their restroom. That's just the way it is. I can't lie. They don't give me nothing, but I just saying. But, you know, I hell with a break loose. Maybe they didn't let me, but, I mean, banks should really facilitate these things because they should think about, I guess, the senior citizens too. And I see the line saying 60 when you go inside, but Telco and other places tell me, I say, man, I can't believe I'm hitting 60, but they just don't believe I'm 60 when I tell them I'm 60. You understand what I'm saying?
Right.
Now, as it relates to the handicap parking, right? Me and one of my brethren was moving through one day, you know, he's going, I think Kelly somewhere to get some stuff, he's doing some work. Oh, you try parking, handicap parking. Why is I in the car? I say, no, big man. You feel me? You can't. Me and him are the biggest rob, bro. And these people believe. I say, man, come on, man. You see what I'm saying? Big rob over this. Some people just, they dealing with time and hurriness and selfishness. They don't think about others. And that's where the problem is on the plantation. We really don't think about others, man.
That's the problem.
Yeah, man.
Appreciate you as always, man. 52. Good stuff as always. But like I said, a lot of people don't realize that, you know, disabled drivers want to be in their spot, get to whatever ramp there is available if necessary, get in it and lead as normal life as possible and do what they need to do, get their shop on, whatever. But at the end of the day, you should at least have enough common courtesy and respect to respect them and respect their spot. All right, let me go to the text line. Naughty. Simon Wilson accomplished exactly what he wanted to with the task force. That is strike fear like he was the orc leader from Lord of the Rings. You see the look on Frodo's face when he sighted the orcs at the gate? Now Brave Davis is saying those other people didn't go about it the right way. For months, I didn't know anything. Well, again, text, I wonder how the leader of the nation could be, you know, not know anything. Okay? Why are they keeping him out of the loop? But I'm glad he intervened to get it done correctly. To get it done in a more palatable way for the business owners and still providing safety for the officers out there collecting and doing the due diligence. But yeah, nice orc reference right there. You're going deep, say Frodo. Last time I saw Wilson, though, he was carrying on more like Gollum, though. If you go into Lord of the Rings reference. You called me a liar! Mr. Producer, we had that time for the break, and then into Cuban Willie, really, and then into the news. Give me a time, and let me know what we're looking at. So how far, which way I know to go. If I should get into a short topic or a long topic? A short one, all right. And make sure you know. Naughty, a great show as usual. I never park in the disabled parking, but I park in supervisor's spot to government officers, plural, because they never to work anyway. But see, I don't have a problem with that. Because they never to work. Like you say, they you go in there empty and you can get away with it, try it. But just stay on the handicap. Okay? If you do that in dual handicap, I don't have a problem with that. Just stay out of the handicap and we all good. But your taxes is trouble. Naughty, they still got the diesel leak in Abaco. You heard Roscoe say, yeah, we still got it going on up there as of Monday. Nothing's really changed on that. So we'll see. We'll keep an eye on it. All right? Now, here's something else. It's being brought up here now. Now, listen. I don't know if this is how it gets this way, but we're talking about on certain thoroughfares where you know it's a one-way street, you got a lot of individuals now turning them into two-way streets. And mostly, it's your offenders all over again. You know who your offenders are. You know who I mean. The small car gang. The Swifts, the Notes, the Passos, the Cubes. What type of madness you all really into, man? Is it something when you sit behind the wheel of them cars, you get such a rush, you like freak yourself out completely that you throw every rule of the road to the wind, create roads that don't even exist just for your well-being and your convenience? Come on, man. You got to do better. That's the problem with all of us. We know better, but we refuse to do better. Okay, hold on. Naughty what? Okay, wait a minute. Taxi, you need to tell me this tax back, okay? Because I don't know what. Naughty what? Oh, what Beryl's saying? Are you okay? That's Beryl, eh? Jesus. All right. Naughty, what Beryl's saying, because I ain't paid a house insurance as of yet. But if you own a house in Jamaica, you in trouble. If you own a house here, you should be all right. I think it's going away from us. But that don't mean to go ahead and not pay it. Pay it now, because God forbid we have something come our way. Now, I don't know if you have time. I don't know who you got your policy with. I don't know what kind of, you know, dealer you got. What's going on? What's really happening? Let's go back to the phone lines, Mr. Producer. Naughty. Couple of, oh, these some texts coming out of Freeport, obviously. Naughty, trust me, this administration does not want to go up against the GBPA. The GBPA has the best damn attorney, period. Here's another one. Naughty, if you believe that the PM didn't know about the use of guns by this task force, I have an island for sale for 5 cents for you and two bridges for $2 each. Sexton, don't do it. Don't do it. You want to get on here and just really? Let's get to the phone lines. Talking Heads.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, Naughty.
How are you? Yes, ma'am.
I'm fine. I'm calling to find out. I've been listening to you from you came on. You've never said your real name, first and last. I don't know it.
You don't know it?
No. I just wanted to find out what's your name.
What kind of setup call is this, ma'am? Did you want me to say my real name on national radio for?
Oh, you don't
want to
say it?
I have no problem saying it. Anybody who knows my first name is Inigo. My last name is Jenny Casalaya.
What? What did it say it again?
What's your name?
Rosita.
What's your last name?
Taylor.
There you go. Rosita Taylor. Mine is Inigo Jenny Casalaya. Nice to meet you.
Wow. Thank you.
Now you see why they call me Naughty?
Yeah.
Because I want you to bite your tongue or twist it and I'm not trying to say it, okay? All right. There you go. Bye. All right. Hopefully that answered your question. It was, you know, pressing. Oh, boy. You have to laugh. All this time you never heard my name? You know my name. You know my radio name. For the last 20-some years, it's been Naughty. Naughty, don't lie. It took you 15 years to learn to spell that name. No, it didn't. That's one thing. You got to know who you are. You got to know your name. You got to know who you are. You know, and if you don't know your past, you'll never know your future. And that goes with your family, too. So, yeah, I knew from early on I was going to be hot smack last on every list. And when I see people twisting up their face like they having a moment or a seizure or they got bad gas trying to say a name, and I'm on the list, I know it's my name. As a matter of fact, Sunday, when they announced the award for Media Advocate of the Year at the Disabled Icon Awards, Disability Icon Awards, the presenter was like, okay, I could try this name. And when I knew that, I was like, okay, we got us another one. We got us another one. That's me right there. And sure enough, mouth twists up. Couldn't say it. But they tried. And that's what I like, when people try. You know, and I like when they get creative, too. I remember one time I was sick at school, and the nurse had to call mommy to come pick me up. And I saw her look at my name when she looked at the number to call, and she was breathing heavy, you know. Instead of just saying, hello, how are you, calling so you can come pick up your son, she tried to say the last name. Boy, look here. When she tried to say it, my last name gone from Zenny Gazalaya to Thee Gonzalez in one shot. I still don't know how you jump from Zenny Gazalaya to Thee Gonzalez in one shot, but guess what? If it worked for her, it worked for me because I got to go home early. And that right there is a wrap on your first hour. Good stuff, everybody who chimed in, who called in. And, of course, you know, quick break, flip side of the break. You got Cuban Willie's immigration. I'm sorry, numerology report coming at you. Today is Wednesday. Lucky three ball coming your way, courtesy of Cuban Willie's numerology report, all brought to you, of course, by The Island Game. Keep it right where you got it. Right after the news, we'll hit the 5 o'clock hour. We'll be talking sports. Pearlie will be in the building. So don't touch it. The Wednesday, July 3rd edition of Talking Heads continues right after this.
You're listening to Talking Heads with Naughty. Only on Guardian Radio. 96.9 FM.
John Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. You will find what you're looking for among the growing collection of classic and trendy styles with new arrivals every week. John's covers the whole family and has great prices, helpful and friendly customer service. Your experience shopping with us will be time well spent. Shop with us online at www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances. So come on into John's, located on Rosetta Street in Palmdale and Carmichael Road West. John's, we put fashion at your feet.
Cancer Treatment Centers of America is now City of Hope, creating one of the leading cancer care and research networks from coast to coast, providing more of what you need. More locations means more care closer to home. More specialists means more expertise. More research means more breakthroughs. More advancements means more treatment options. And more options means more hope. Learn more at cancercenter.com.
When everybody out, fried chicken we a pre bucket for the crow. Share a bucket together, everybody go live. Crispy original when we online.
Bucket together and do the new dance craze.
Hot KFC summer bucket deal. 8 pieces of your favorite fried chicken and 4 buttery biscuits with options to add family fries, a 2-liter switcher, and 4 pineapple biscuits. Starting at $20. KFC, it's finger licking good.
Happy Independence, Bahamas. Let's celebrate 50 plus 1 together with a unique Janae's Uniform Center Independence print, dry fit polo or t-shirts, ribbons and pole bows in black, gold, and aquamarine. Janae's special family package includes buy 2 adults and 3 children Independence polos or t-shirts and get 15% off. Outfit your staff for a special Independence dress of week or day with a different design. For more than 30 pieces of Janae's Independence polos or t-shirts, get up to 25% discount. Janae's Uniform Center Chesapeake Road Independence selections. Choose your favorite and celebrate 50 plus 1. Restrictions apply.
For fast, reliable, and impactful printing services, look no further. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life. We stand by our quality products that is second to none. Our affordable pricing and friendly, efficient staff makes Printmasters the ultimate choice for all your printing needs. We can deliver any type of printing services, from banners to booklets to business cards. You name it, we can print it.
Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located at the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
All I do is win, 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 no matter what.
Feeling lucky? Here's Cuban Willie's numerology report. Brought to you by the Island Game.
Buenos dias. How you doing? Good to see you. Soy Joe Cuban Willie one more time with my numerology report brought to you by the Island Game. Today is Wednesday, and I got these three balls for you. The tres pelotas. 3-3-3 is your lucky ball for today. 3-3-3. The 3-3-3. That's your three ball for today. Your lucky numbers in Cuban Willie's numerology report brought to you, of course, by the Island Game. Stay winning, my friend.
We're going to give you a check every week for a year.
Percy Plenty Plan. Island Game, keep you winning. Percy Plenty Plan. Dream big, we will help you live it. Percy Plenty Plan. Island Game, we got you. Percy Plenty Plan. From the friends you can trust, if winning is a must, go play the game you know, cause your best chance is with us. The most trustworthy name is Percy's Island Game. So put 20 on your account and ride this easy train at Percy's Island Game.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
Stay informed with the Nassau Guardian, your news delivered. Are you tired of chasing down the latest news? Why not have it delivered right to your doorstep? The Nassau Guardian is now offering an unbeatable home delivery service. Special subscription rates. 3 months, just $44.80. 6 months, only $79.52. 1 year, an amazing value at $143.36. Your daily news fix all year round. Don't miss out on this opportunity to keep up with the latest in local and international news, sports, business, and entertainment. Subscribe today. Call us at 302-2360 or 302-2353. Our friendly staff is waiting to assist you with your subscription. The Nassau Guardian. We've got the news you need. Don't wait. Call now and let us bring the world to your door.
Looking for quality food at affordable prices? Look no further than Solomon's. Our stores offer unbeatable savings on your overall basket without compromising on quality. From quality produce to pantry staples, we have everything you need to create delicious and nutritious meals for less. When it comes to your grocery budget, don't sacrifice quality for value. Come to Solomon's and experience the best of both worlds.
Sign up now for the 2024 Michael Scudery.
Peace on the Streets basketball classic.
Taking place Monday, July 15th to Sunday, July 21st.
At the Hope Center and the Kendall Ice Exchange.
We are shooting hoops instead of guns.
Phone 601-4842.
Or visit our Facebook page.
Sign up today for the 2024 Michael Scudery basketball classic.
Peace on the Streets 2024 is coming.
Tired of banks forcing you to use technology to bank the way they want you to? Your convenience is important. So no matter what your banking needs, Commonwealth Bank's friendly staff are always available in branch for that personal one-on-one service. But when you choose technology, our online and mobile banking app offers you state-of-the-art functionality. The choice is yours. Commonwealth Bank. Bank the way you want.
We're back at you on the Wednesday, July 3rd edition of Talking Heads. Your boy Naughty in your company right up until 6 p.m. Purdy should be chiming in short order. Sheldon Long is going to join me in a sec. We got some local sports we need to talk about. But nonetheless, you know how we started off each and every day when we do sports, today in sports history. All brought to you, of course, by Naughty Johnny's. Well worth the trip out there to the Old Fort Shopping Plaza Monday through Friday. Great for lunch and dinner. Then on the weekend, Saturday and Sunday, great for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Breakfast starting at 9 a.m. And don't forget, every Wednesday and Friday, 5 to 7, happy hour at Naughty Johnny's. Well worth the trip out there to the Old Fort Shopping Plaza. All right? Great highball specials. Great food specials. Be sure to check them out. All right? Yeah, remember I tell you, that happy hour is off the chain. And here's what happened on this day in sports history. Wednesday, July 3rd, July 3rd, 1912, Rube Marquard of the New York Giants set a baseball pitching record when he earned his 19th consecutive win. 1937, Del Mar Racetrack opened in Del Mar, California. 1947, the Cleveland Indians purchased the contract of Larry Doby from the Newark Eagles of the Negro National League. Doby became the first black player to play in the American League. 1966, Tony Cloninger of the Atlanta Braves became the first National League pitcher to hit two grand slams in one game. And in 2001, the National Basketball Association, NBA, the owners unanimously approved to move the Vancouver Grizzlies to Memphis for the 2001-2002 season. Sports quote of the day, the principle is competing against yourself. It's about self-improvement, about being better than you were the day before. Steve Young. There you go. All right, let's get out of, today in sports history. I brought you, of course, by Naughty Johnny's and get into the home court, the local sports scene. All brought you, of course, by Burger King Nassau. And listen, it's all about those independence games, man, off the chain. You definitely want to check them out, all right? Right in time for the independence, okay? The independence king is all G-double-O-D good. You still got your Wednesday. It's still a Whopper Wednesday, too. Don't forget that. And you still want to go for the classic. Nothing wrong with the best burger on the planet, the Whopper, waiting on you at your favorite Burger King Nassau location. And joining me to bring me up to snuff with, some of the major local sports stories, sports editor here at The Guardian, Mr. Sheldon Longley. Let Pearly inform me, Mr. Producer. Sheldon, what's going on, man?
Hey, Naughty, it's always a pleasure, man. Good day to you. Good day, Bahamas.
Couple of big things. Let's first and foremost get track and field out of the way. Bring us up to snuff with Shawnee. I hear she's got an invitation.
No, not an invitation. She qualified through the world rankings. There's two ways to qualify for the Olympics.
Well, please break it down.
and it caught me by surprise as well because Shawnee didn't run much from last year. So I was surprised that she had enough ranking points to actually qualify. But you could qualify through the qualifying standards, which are kind of stringent. So we didn't have much athletes qualify that way. But what World Athletics did so as to balance it off a little bit and to give more athletes an opportunity to qualify. they have the ranking system. So you can still qualify through the ranking system. So for instance, if you have a quota of 32 athletes in a particular event and just 12 qualify through the standards, that leaves 20 spots to be qualified through the world ranking system. And that is what happened with the women's 400 meters. Shawnee was one of those athletes to qualify through world ranking points. So she's going to Paris.
Okay, so we still have an opportunity now for her to actually make history, correct?
Yes, indeed. I mean,
she can go for three. Nobody's done it.
Has ever won three straight Olympic titles in the women's 400 meters. And only one other athlete has done it twice. And that was Marie-José Perec of France. Right, so Shawnee's
already in the conversation.
She's already in the conversation.
Of GOAT on this event.
She's our GOAT. You know, doubt about that.
No, but I'm talking about universally, globally. Let's look at her disciplines and what she's done in the 400.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. I think she is the sixth fastest female quarter mile of all time, if I remember correctly. Her personal best is 48.6, I think it is. 48.6. But she is in line. If she's healthy, you know, she has a month to get healthy, right? She pulled out of the 400-meter final at the Nationals because of a hamstring injury. So she has a month to fix that. If she could get healthy, she's going to be tough to beat in Paris, you know, and I think she could do it.
If she wins three straight, though, you could etch her in stone.
If she wins three straight, she is definitely in the conversation. She's in the conversation.
And then as a country, we could always say, you go back to Tanique Williams, darling.
Tanique is in the conversation as well.
Yeah, for sure, because she was very dominant in her time, you know, being number one.
I think we as a country forget how good Tanique actually was. You know, Tanique won.
Then she won impressive. It wasn't...
and not only that, she was the only woman we've ever had to win the Golden League, the Olympic title, and the World Championship title.
Right. Right?
So that was truly impressive. I mean, to win the Golden League wasn't easy. Because back then you had to win six races, six out of six. Right? It ain't like now with the Diamond League where you just win the Diamond League final and you're Diamond League champion. Right? The Golden League, to me, was much tougher because you get to win six races, right? And she did it, and she did all of that in a two-year period.
Yep, and then and I think retired at the right time, too.
Well, I mean, I felt that she had a couple more years out. You know, she got pregnant, I think. But,
I mean, you know, you got to look at life after track. Sometimes when you get there, you want to go out and leave it like I left on top.
Yeah, in most situations. Well, Michael Jordan didn't go on top. I mean, people could still not dispute that he is the greatest of all time in basketball.
Yeah, I mean, I think when it comes down to that conversation, you got to have the conversation between Jordan and Kareem.
You ain't gonna put there?
I said Jordan and Kareem. Neither of them got 6 yards in the finals.
But at least you put LeBron top five, though. I'm saying it.
No,
you wouldn't.
He's top ten, but I mean that albatross around his neck, them 6 yards in the finals.
Well, Jordan's my goat. Jordan's my
goat. And 5,000 career, over 5,000 career turnovers that nobody likes to talk about. You lead the league in that.
I hear you. I mean, as far as I'm concerned, 6 out of 6 is much greater.
And I'm being objective because you all know my affinity for Kobe Bryant, and I have Kobe, you know, borderline top five right there, like number five. Because
I put Kobe top ten.
So Kobe and LeBron easily top ten.
Yeah, no doubt about that. No doubt about that. I put LeBron in my top five.
Then
I'm a LeBron hater, man, and I put him in my top five.
Yeah, well, that's you. I put Kobe in my top five. I don't put LeBron.
I feel you with that, though. But but Jordan's my GOAT. No doubt about it.
Yeah, but when you look at it, you know, that is a great conversation, a great debate. That could go on for decades and eons.
It is.
But speaking of basketball, big win for our men's national team. Two straight now. Took care of the Polish team today.
Huge
90-81.
Huge win. Two down, two more to go.
So who we play next?
They play the winner out of Angola and Lebanon.
They should be able to win that game, but that Angolan team is very
athletic.
Angola
look pretty tough today. They look pretty
tough. Athletic.
And they look pretty tough today. They played Spain pretty close, so it's not going to be an easy game. We're going to have to bring out a game on Saturday. We played them on Saturday. And if they win that, then they move on to the final. Two more wins, and they move on to the Olympics. Two more wins. That's all it takes. Two more wins.
That's a big one against Spain, though.
It is. It is. But we're not going to look ahead to Spain just yet.
Hopefully we can catch Spain flat-footed. Catch them on a little.
Well,
like,
Spain actually look kind of beatable today, you know. They look beatable today. I mean, they won easily yesterday against Lebanon, but today they had a pretty tough game against Angola.
That sounds like Purdy. Do we have the Pearl in the building?
Y'all count Spain, and then Spain, you know, Spain is, I keep telling you, is the reason why Spain in this tournament.
Which is true. Which they're is they're not the Spain of yesteryear. I put it like that. They probably they're not the Spain with the Gasol brothers and
Rudy Fernandez.
But Rudy's still on the team.
Rudy's still balling in a good position, though. Yeah,
he's still balling.
Yeah, but Rudy, but 90, so I ain't
worrying
about
him.
Yeah, Ricky Rubio.
No, let me say a young Rudy Fernandez. No Ricky Rubio either, right?
No, he's not there. He's not there.
I think he's retired. That those knees really he's took gone. A toll on Ricky Rubio, though. He was a nice little point guard, though.
He was. You know, but they don't have to be Gasol brothers anymore.
The reason why Spain is there, you know, they normally didn't have to go to this tournament. The fact that they had to go to this tournament makes them beatable.
You know, Pearly, you're saying the same thing about Spain that I said about Argentina last year. There's a reason why they were there in the pre-qualifying tournament.
Exactly.
Right? And if you could do it to Argentina in Argentina, I see no reason why you can't do it to Spain in Spain.
I think Spain's a little distracted, too, because they got their eye on that Euro 24 with Spain and Germany on Friday.
Hey, that crowd on Sunday could be intense, though.
That's going to be a
fool. That crowd on Sunday could be intense.
But the best thing, and speaking of our team, Buddy, what's the latest? Are the Lakers just going to thoroughly just get me completely PO'd that we lost to DeJounte Murray in a trade where the Pelicans sent Larry Nance Jr., a former Laker draft pick, to Atlanta for basically DeJounte Murray? Are we going to sit by now and watch Golden State take Buddy Hield from the Sixers from us right under our nose?
That's going to happen. Might as well get ready for it.
But one thing Buddy is showing in this qualifying tournament is that he still have about 2 or 3 more years left.
Well, I'll be honest with you.
He can still shoot the rock.
This Laker incarnation in front office is garbage. It's got Dr. Jerry Buss rolling in his grave. Lord bless the dead. It's got Jerry West rolling in his grave. Lord bless the dead.
Is it really the front office or the people that don't want to work deal with the Lakers?
No. Listen, Pearly. I think some of the free agents may not want to play with LeBron and use the Lakers to drive up their market and sign elsewhere. As far as not making a trade that you could have made for DeJounte Murray, or not making a trade for Buddy Hield, which you could have made, which you can make.
They still could make it. They still could make it.
What's the problem?
You package a player. You have everybody all back in. You can make the money work. Pearly's only owed $8 million for this year.
No, to do that, you have to package an impact player, a player who's making that kind of money. You can't trade a $25 million player for...
Pearly, he's only owed $8 million this year. That's what I'm saying. That's why Golden State wants to get him in a signing trade. They're giving him an extension in order for the trade to happen. Right now, the Lakers could have got him for $8 million and then taking care of business later. So, you muted yourself, Pearly. You're muting yourself. Now you drop.
You didn't realize that.
So, get back as soon as you can, Pearly. We'll go to the phone lines. Talking heads.
Hey, Naughty, what's happening? All is well.
Hey, what's going on, Mystery Dolphin?
And good afternoon to your guests.
Good afternoon, buddy.
All right. First and foremost, Naughty, I want to ask you a question, and I always have to ask you this. What side of the fence are you, sir? You said if Bronny come to Lakers, you definitely out.
Well, what so, part?
Wait. Why are you referring to the Lakers as us or we? Explain that, because I have another question.
Okay, well, I think what you should do is invest in some Q-tips next time you go to the pharmacy, because I clearly said from last week to this week that I'm practicing Marantafarianism all over again.
Okay, so then practice it and stay with the practice. Don't come out of the lineup.
Understand my statement. I will watch my Lakers from a distance until LeBron is gone. But until that day comes...
LeBron's still going to be there.
No, listen, that's 2 years. He can go with his daddy. As long as he's there, I'm going to watch Memphis vigorously. I'm going to watch Oklahoma City vigorously. Going to keep my eye on the East, because you got a couple of good teams in the East. Paul George going to the Sixers made them relevant again. Boston needs to try to defend. And you got Milwaukee, who I think, if healthy, should be able to make some noise too. And the Knicks are a very good team as well with the additions they've made. So I'm just going to embrace it from a basketball lover standpoint. Watch as many games as I can, offer some parlay advice to folks and call it a day, because it's not fun watching.
Let me go on record. I don't accept that.
But you don't have to. You don't ever accept.
Are you out?
You don't ever accept what I say. So it is what it is.
I accept a lot what you say. I appreciate a lot what you say. But one with the Lakers, no, sir.
Man, listen, man. It's like this, man. You know, put it to you like this. If you've been with someone for over 40 years.
Right. It's hard to leave just like that.
You want to make sure they do well in the long run. I could do this incarnation of the Lakers in a heartbeat. Y'all know how I feel about LeBron and everything I said that was going to happen 6 years ago when he came to the Lakers. It transpired, and then to make it worse, they put the brawny icing on the cake.
Right.
Yeah, but like I told my good friend Marcellus Hall today when I spoke to him, he's over there in Spain doing a great job as well, covering the national team. He and I both say it the same way. This is not the Lakers we grew up on. This is not the Lakers we know.
Right.
So, yeah, sure. I love basketball and I'm not going to make myself upset by not watching the Lakers, which I'm not. I'm not going to sit there and be like, okay, well, I can't watch and I can't do nothing. No, I like basketball. I love basketball. Yeah, I'll watch it being played in other arenas and enjoy the game.
Yeah, other team management's just outmaneuvering them right now.
There was an interesting article I read the other day, and Sheldon, this kind of, they included the Boston management team in this, that the billionaires came along to the NBA, a lot of young billionaire owners, and they played catch up. They got in, they made an investment, and they wanted to make that team relevant right away, and they did what they had to do.
They did.
And Boston, a lot of people talking about the Celtics being up for sale. I think that's a strong move. They milked it for 22 years. They're on the just winning the championship, poised to win another one, fully loaded team. That would be a good sale right there for that management group. What was your second question, Mystery?
Pearly was saying something about Spain is not supposed to be there, but y'all, I was speaking over his voice. I wanted to hear what he was saying about
Spain. He didn't say they're not supposed to be there. He said there's a reason why they're there. In other words, there's a reason why they're in the qualifying tournament as opposed to being in the Olympics itself. They're not good enough to be in the Olympics itself. That's what he's trying to say. So he's trying to say they're beatable, right? And I agree with him in that respect, right? They are beatable, but it's still not going to be easy beating Spain in Spain. That's going to be a tough challenge. But even so, we don't want to look ahead yet. We have a semifinal game against Angola or Lebanon. We need to focus on that first. Handle your business there first, and then if you're successful, like I anticipate we will be, then you move on to Spain.
Yeah, and like I said, if you get to Spain with the right, mojo going, you could pull that upset.
I think so. They look very beatable today. Man, Vijay is the real deal.
That's what I wanted to talk to you about.
Yeah, another huge game.
That was going to be my next point that I brought up. And I guess you sipping on the same Kool-Aid as me. I watched Vijay Edgecombe, a boy among men today.
Man, and
I don't mean that in a bad way, but he's a youngster. He's 18 years old. He's about to go and blow it up at Baylor University. He is one and done. Providing he doesn't get hurt, he is one and done, and he's a lottery pick.
The guy's a star. There's nothing he can't do on the basketball court.
You know what I would love to see now? You're seeing this Malika Hart coming back again, you see? Go in the trash this year and be in a position to get somebody like him next year in the draft.
I always prefer the...
Now you got somebody like him. Yeah. You got somebody like Dalton Kinect. Yeah. You got Bronny if he pans out into any kind of serviceable role player.
But you see how it pan out for us, the Celtics. I always prefer to build through the draft than to build through free agency. That's just my personal preference.
And another reason why I got my eye on Oklahoma City, too. Not only did they add Caruso, they added Hartenstein from you guys. And I think that is a monster move because he could either be a starter...
From New York, you mean.
From New York, sorry. Yeah, from New York. He could be a monster starter or a monster off the bench, either way, and help that team.
Man, I just spoke to Shannon, but that just now. Shannon is a huge OKC fan. And I told him, that might put them over the top in the West. They just need a little bit more bulk and a little bit more size.
These are the early favorites right now. If you look at the Western Conference. The Thunder, the Nuggets, the Timberwolves, the Clippers, and the Mavericks.
Yeah.
Now, I would also put the Memphis Grizzlies in there.
The Jazz coming back.
Over the Mavericks and over the Clippers. Because we know what the Mavericks are. The Mavericks have to add some pieces to it.
Right.
If they do.
Agreed.
That's different. The Clippers, they have underachieved. They've been in the conversation, but I think the loss of Paul George hurts them more than it helps them.
That's going to hurt.
And allows a healthy Memphis team to get back in it. Memphis is no joke with their starting five.
I agree.
Smart at the point. Ja Morant at the two. You got Bane at the small forward. Jaren Jackson at the power forward. And you got Edie, who they just drafted, who's plug and play for the center position.
I agree. Memphis are going to be tough.
And they got good bench players that actually played. Saldi Aldama is one who's playing for the Spanish national team right now over there.
Very well. He had 24 points today.
Correct. And he's a great bench player. They got some younger players that'll come in and provide a spark. But I still think the top three will be the Timberwolves, the Nuggets, and the Thunder.
I could agree with that. I could agree with that. And like you said,
sound like you slipping over to become a Memphis Grizzly fan, Mister.
No, Purdy. When you got disconnected, I said that, and you didn't hear this portion. I repeated. I say after 40 years, it's hard just to say forget the Lakers. But this is not the Lakers that I grew up on. You know how I feel about this incarnation.
That's the difference between y'all and Celtics fans, you know.
So I'm just going to watch basketball.
We can go to a last season, and we ain't leaving our team. We sticking with our team no matter what.
If LeBron came to your squad and caused the
problem. We still Celtics.
Lies. Truth. Lies.
Look at
them,
man. We going to 20 and 42. Or 20 and 62. And the next year, we're in a championship.
So I'm going to watch basketball at large, but I'm not going to put my emotion into the Lakers.
That's the difference with y'all and Celtics, man.
I've been a Laker fan since 1970. I've seen the ebb and flows. I've seen when we were a lottery team. I've seen what we were getting mashed up before Kareem came there, before Magic came there, after Magic left, before Kobe. I've seen it all. So I'm a Laker. I will always be a Laker. And the team that we had with Eddie Jones and all that was a crappy team. And I thought management did a lousy job then. But I'm a Laker.
What team you thought was crappy with Eddie Jones, though, Pearly? When Eddie Jones was there.
And Nick Van Exel?
Hold on. Stop.
That was our lottery pick.
Stop. All right, say before you got Eddie, because when you got Van Exel and Eddie Jones and Elvin Campbell and Vlade Divac
and a young Kobe
and Sabalas, they were making noise. When you added Kobe and Shaq, they made some. The team was good, but we were in purgatory under Del Harris until Phil Jackson came. They didn't do nothing. But that was still a better incarnation than we're seeing now, bro.
We went through some crappy coaches with Del Harris. What? This one that everybody thinks is the greatest one who likes the run and gun coach. I forget his name. Crap.
What do you mean? D'Antoni.
D'Antoni
coach.
Yeah,
D'Antoni,
yeah. Yeah, but listen, let me show you something.
A Magic coach over a while.
The lowest point I ever been as a Laker was when Magic made his announcement. And we went from being contenders to Sadale Three was our best player, man. That was purgatory, bro.
I remember that.
That was purgatory.
But I believe that
the Lakers
will find
a
way to rise again. Maybe not this year, but I think the Lakers will find a way to rise again. It's a great place to play. But one of the issues...
Before you make your second point, LA used to be one of the greatest players to play when the front office knew what they were doing and knew how to keep it moving and make the trades and make the moves. This incarnation is nothing like past great Laker front offices. They run in a circle, but anyway, don't let me get started.
Yeah, I understand your point, but another issue we have to look at too is the Lakers, first of all, have no money. Second of all, why we didn't get Clay is we offered Clay $80 million, but it wasn't enough based on the taxes he got to pay.
And DeMar DeRozan is a SoCal guy, but he's not committed yet either.
Yeah, so the issue is the fact that LeBron has taken $100 million over 2 years means he's taking that $50 million, so that means he's not taking a pay cut. What we can do?
Exactly. And all that talk about a pay cut, that wasn't a pay cut. You just took 2 years less off the contract.
So you've got to figure out somebody who can give up a good player for D'Lo. Who's going to do that for $18 million a year?
And Taurean Prince, I don't see on the roster. So did he sign with somebody else? Did he opt out?
I can't recall.
I got to double check because it looks like he opted out.
I think he may have opted out. I think we already right at this point. But given my boy a guaranteed contract, we already have our 15 players. So there's nobody to bring on unless you're getting rid of somebody.
Okay, he signed a one-year, $4.5 million contract with us last year. So he's a free agent.
Yeah.
Let's get to the phone lines real quick. Talking Heads.
What you saying, Naughty Eddie? Good?
Hey, what's going on, Big Chief? What you got for us?
Man, y'all Laker fans, I don't know if you can do it, y'all.
Remind us who you spoke for on basketball again.
The Miami Heat. But I tell you when we suck.
Okay.
I be honest when we suck.
Like this, yeah.
Right?
Like, yeah.
I just need y'all to understand. And I get it, right? I get it. Particularly for you, Naughty, because you're a Cowboys fan, too. So you really ain't win nothing real in a long, long time. Right?
Hey, hold on. Even though we ain't won nothing real in a long time, you still got more than your recently new booty Super Bowl winning team. So know your role and shut your mouth. Put a little respect on it. Till you pass five, you still put a little respect on that Cowboy mystique, okay?
Y'all still counting these championships when the owners used to buy all the players and they had no free agency, and he was locked with the team for life.
Yeah, let's get to the point. We won Super Bowls when you had that high top fade on your ball head. All right, yeah, back when you had a high top fade.
I was a Heat fan when I had the high top fade on my ball head.
Yeah.
So understand, right? At the end of the day, just accept the fact that when you are brought in LeBron, they'll kill your franchise.
Excuse me, I said that to the masses. Are you preaching to the choir? Can I get an amen, Bernie?
Yeah, no, let's be real. We killed the franchise in terms of winning championships, but not in terms of nothing else. In terms of
LeBron brought you the championship,
that that's
on the back of AD and a couple others.
That's why he still gave you the title. He gave you the title.
Listen. First of all, okay, I need you to say that loud and clear for all them other LeBron sexual fans out there. Okay?
He gave them a title.
Because if you are a true Laker fan, you understand that LeBron has set your franchise back by a decade.
Because we have no draft picks, no money, just like I said, that Will was coming. So go ahead.
And in a league where you've had seven different champions in 7 years, which means the league is ripe for dominance, and y'all can't get it. Okay?
I didn't hear you complain that he was winning you a championship. I didn't hear you complain when he's winning you a championship.
No, listen to me. Listen to me very carefully. Anybody who knows me, anybody who was on social media with me, anybody who was anywhere in a sports bar watching with me would tell you this. Okay? I said LeBron James is the biggest underachiever I've ever met. Because with that team he had, he's supposed to win 5 straight titles. And the first year when JJ Barea was posting him up and taking his lunch.
If I say that, I'm a hater.
But that's about, no, because you know basketball. A lot of these fellas don't know basketball. All right? Listen. If Ray Allen didn't save us, you realize that LeBron would have walked out of there with one championship? One. Okay? I mean, and then Charles McCauley said the king and this and that. Are you going to be a king and you're going to lose in the record? How are you going to call yourself the GOAT and you didn't play longer than everybody else? Had a 3-point shot, and you just catch career? Who take 1 3-point in his whole life? Come on, let's talk real basketball here, okay?
Let me ask you guys, let me be the devil's advocate and put a question: why the media love him so much then?
The media loves him because the media loves to promote.
They created him coming out of Akron High School, the kid from Akron, the king, you know?
No, it goes deeper than that. The media will always push him over a fellow like Kobe. Over somebody who really wants to put the hard work in and actually make the tough choices, because it wants to keep telling us as black men to just take the easy way out. Rely on your gifts rather than your work. Okay? That's the key thing. All right? And LeBron James is the most gifted basketball player that the world has ever seen. He is also the biggest underachiever that the world has ever seen because he relies on his gifts rather than on his work. Okay? And look at everybody who beat him up and every player who got an MVP against him. They just outwork him. And that's the narrative that people want to push. And that ain't just in sports. That's in everything, Naughty. They always want us to go for the flash rather than the work. And that's how it is. So they hype this dude up the same way they was trying to get, they can hype up Wemby, the same way they was trying to hype up Tatum, right? At the end of the day, look at the fellas who actually doing real work, who getting better every single year. And what do? The people like Embiid, oh, he can't do this, he can't do that. But Embiid gets better every year. He adds up to this game.
Yeah, but he has his moments every year, too.
Evan, man, the fact of the matter is the fellow working on two knees is worse than me and yours combined.
No, that's true.
Okay? The boy with the name is busted from Kansas. But at the end of the day, you can see every year he brings something new to his game. Okay? I think he tells us that Jokic ain't the player that we watch it, but I tell us something different. The man gets better every year. All right? Because why? They put him in the work. And the other thing, too, is as long as you got LeBron there and have his agent as the acting GM.
Correct.
Make stupid decisions like giving a guaranteed contract to a dude who averaged 2.3.2 points on a bad team. It can't happen. Right? So you give up Taurean Prince to bring in Bronny on a God-heavy team? That don't make no sense.
And Taurean Prince needs to be gone.
Yeah. So, you know, mean, don't get me wrong. I mean, as a Heat fan, I look at what we do and I say, hey, this team we got, that's a six-rated team. That's maybe a 7-10, maybe even a player. At least I know what it is, and the fellas can play hard. They ain't gonna never slouch. They can play hard, okay? But, I mean, any real basketball fan who's a Lakers fan got to be disgusted with what they do. Because you have two of the top 10 players in the league, and you can't get out the player? I don't know that. Every year you in the player?
You think your Heat is a number 16? You think your Heat is number 16 in the East?
I think, no. I think some of the moves that's been made right now, I think we probably 7 or 8. But the fact of the matter is,
I'd put you lighter now.
I mean, if the East keeps getting better. Boston put a team out there this year that was absolutely flawless. That had no weaknesses. Okay?
No, we didn't have no bench. You want a title, we want a title with our starting five.
Okay?
And I lost it.
Are gotten better. Okay? So you see these teams building up. All right, and I mean, you know, the Heat got to add some pieces, right? But they ain't prepared to put the whole franchise on hostage for the next 10 years to get a second place seed.
Time is running out on the Heat because I think Jimmy should be but 34, 35
yeah,
right now.
The window is getting it's closing getting for the Heat. Yeah,
the window. But see, understand this. This is what smart basketball minds do. Naughty. If you know right now, okay, there's nobody in free agency you're going to get that's going to make you better than the Celtics and better than Philly, right? You understand that, right? Why would you leverage your whole franchise to be a third team? It don't make sense. You stand pat, you do what you got to do, okay, and you keep the team you have, you keep your payroll, you keep and you accumulate picks and you accumulate cap space until the time comes that there's somebody out there that's worth it. This Paul George is not going to save the Heat this year. So why would we go chasing after him? DeMar DeRozan is not going to be a difference maker. Okay? So that's what you got to do. That's what you got to do. But the Lakers, you got LeBron and you got AD. You got steel pieces rather than wasting time with Bronny and a bunch of other clowns. Bad basketball minds do bad too. When they say play stupid games
and get bad front offices could leave your team in purgatory regardless how much talent they get in there.
Always.
Good stuff, man. We got to get to the break in short order, man.
Always,
but
brother.
Good to hear from you, man. And as of next week, we want to hear some Kansas City news now. And we know you're in training camp next week.
Happy birthday to Chris Jones.
There you go. Happy birthday, Chris Jones. There you go. And on that note, we can let you go, Big Chief. Good stuff as always. Some good points he made, though.
He did make some good points. I don't agree with him with his Heat being all the way down there at number 6. I'd put them top 5.
Yeah.
I think they still have a top 5 team in the East.
If they go with some of the youthful, you know, with the youth movement, and if they could get something for Jimmy, if they could get rid of him and get some picks or get a younger player.
Oh, hold on. You say top 5, right? You know the Celtics, the Sixers, Indiana, New York Knicks.
Yeah, I wouldn't put Indiana in that conversation yet.
Borderline top 5.
All right, well, we got to get some picks. Let's get this one call in real quick, and then we get to the picks, and we got to get to the final 10 today with Colin Cowherd. And he's breaking down the whole Lakers scenario today, letting us know how much and in-depth the Lakers are in purgatory right now. Talking heads.
What's up, Nordic and Petersburg? What's up?
What's hey, what's
up?
Going on, St. Pete? How you feeling, man?
Man, I went today to the orthopedic, so I opted on the surgery on my knee. They can do the stem cell, man. They took your stem cells and grew the cells and... I don't want nobody cut on me, man. You know what I'm saying? So.
All right, man. Well, good to hear your voice and glad to know you're doing better, man.
Yeah, I go back on the 11th, you know what I'm saying? So they can grow the cells and, you know, this modern day surgery. You go in there one day and you'll come out the same day.
You can come out with better knees than Joel Embiid.
Yeah. Hey, look here. I finally pick up my new vehicle Monday. I got me a GMC. What do you call it? GMC Denali, man, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, you got the Denali, you yeah. Riding cushy.
Hey, yeah, fully loaded, you know, I get XM radio for a year, you know, free, you know, so I'm riding big now, you know.
Well, we glad you're doing well, man, St. Pete, man. Call us on Friday, all right?
Yeah, you know, it's crazy out here, too, because these people out there getting ready for the fourth. Everybody running in the store. The store's fine.
That's why you need to stay behind home and enjoy the fourth from your sofa.
My son in the store, he's fitting the barbecue tomorrow. I'm going to sit back and eat
That's what you need to do, man. Eat a plate for me and Pearly, man.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, enjoy your Fourth St. Pete. Call us Friday, man.
Yeah, Lakers for life, no matter what, Pearly. We be riding and dying our Lakers.
Bye, St. Pete.
Oh, yeah.
Bye, St. Pete. Feel that. All right, Pearly, let's get to these picks real quick. We got some baseball picks tonight. And Sheldon, I know you're a baseball guy. You can chime in whenever you want.
All right.
I like the Red Sox over the Marlins tonight in Miami, man.
The Red Sox won last night. I think the Marlins, they won in Boston. They playing in Miami?
Yeah, in Miami.
Oh, the Red Sox won last night. I get Miami tonight.
All right, I like Red Sox, though. I like the Guardians at home against the Chicago White Sox.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree.
I like the St. Louis Cardinals on the road against the Pittsburgh Pirates.
Yeah.
I agree.
I like the New York Mets at home on the road against the Washington Nationals.
Yeah.
Agreed.
I like the New York Yankees at home against the Cincinnati Reds.
I don't know. I've been pitching for Cincinnati tonight, but
agreed.
I go with
1,000%. We lost last night to the Reds. We ain't gonna lose again.
All right, we got
that. You said last week when the Mets stay coming from you.
Well, that is true. That is true.
The Astros against the Blue Jays. Ah, boy, I gotta go with the Blue Jays at home in this one.
I did the Blue Jays.
No, Blanco pitching tonight for the Astros.
Oh,
the Astros.
Blanco pitching, and I gotta go with the Astros for real.
I stick with the Blue Jays. I stick with the Blue Jays.
I like the Braves at home against the Giants.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah.
I like the Phillies on the road against the Cubs.
Wheeler pitching tonight. Yeah, like that should be the Japanese kid pitching for the Cubs tonight. That should be a good game.
I like the Rangers at home against the Padres.
Padres hot, but the Rangers got
Rangers breaking out the blue unis tonight, though. They were breaking out the blue and blue. I like that.
Yeah.
I'll go Texas.
I like the Minnesota Twins over the Detroit Tigers at home.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like the Kansas City Royals over the Tampa Bay Rays at home.
Yeah.
Bobby Witt Jr. playing some good baseball for Kansas City.
He is.
Colorado Rockies and the Milwaukee Brewers. I like the Brewers on the road against the Rockies.
Yeah, I like them.
They just took out of 10. The A's and the Angels. I like the A's at home against the Angels. Two evenly matched teams right here.
The rookie for the Angels pitching tonight. He did well the other night. He had a zero. He didn't give her any runs. I go on the Angels tonight.
Yeah, I go to Angels as well.
I like the Dodgers at home because they play in the Diamondbacks, and the Diamondbacks stink.
And that was a beautiful walk-off last night. Two out, bottom of the ninth inning.
They shouldn't have had you in that predicament, but anyway.
No, that's all right. That's all right. That's all right. Bobby Miller, that's coming back. He's not there yet. The bullpen held him. He did all right.
I like the Orioles over the Mariners, too.
Orioles, because Orioles in first place tonight.
Yep.
That's close, eh? They probably got us by a game.
Maybe by a game. Too bad. That's the best two teams in baseball right now.
Hold on. Don't get too sharp there.
All right, listen.
I concur.
Let me get these five moves in before we get to the break and that Colin Coward taking us home. Sheldon, I appreciate you chiming in as always, Pearly, as well. But right now, five moves the Lakers need to make, trades they can make. Trade for Jeremy Grant out of Portland. Try to sign DeMar DeRozan. Try to make a trade for Larry Markkanen from the Jazz, who wants to be out of there. That's your center right there. You could pay to dump some players, get rid of some contracts. That might help it out. And then ride out D'Angelo Russell. Leave him as your point guard.
You have no choice.
And they're going to lose Torian Prince and Spencer Dinwiddie. So, I don't know. I thought they might have wanted to try to keep Dinwiddie.
Yeah, one more thing I want to say. Let's celebrate this independence. We can. Next week is Independence Day. We're going to have, I believe, a 30-member team going to the Olympics. 12 members from basketball. About 18 from track and field. Two swimmers. A little bit over 30. That's my personal belief. We're going to do it. We have to win two more games in basketball Saturday and Sunday. Let's get it done. 18 members from track and field. And like I said, two swimmers. Time to celebrate. Happy Independence.
There you go, man. And all our friends from the U.S. over here in the 242, enjoy your day tomorrow, July 4th. May it be filled with all what you'd like to enjoy it on. Baseball, hot dogs, popcorn, brewskis. Love yourself, man. Pearly, Sheldon, thanks so much. We'll get to the break, and we'll see you tomorrow right here on Talking Heads.
Anytime.
Okay. Tomorrow be good.
You're listening to Talking Heads with Naughty. Only on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM.
We're going to give you a check every week for a year.
Percy Pentagon, Island Game, keep you winning. Percy Pentagon, dream big, we will help you live it. Percy Pentagon, Island Game, we got you. Percy Pentagon, from the friends you can trust, if winning is a must, go play the game you know.
Yorkers, your best chance is with us. The most trustworthy name is Percy's Island Games. So put 20 on your account and ride this easy train at Percy's Island Games.
Cancer Treatment Centers of America is now City of Hope, creating one of the leading cancer care and research networks from coast to coast, providing more of what you need. More locations means more care closer to home. More specialists means more expertise. More research means more breakthroughs. More advancements means more treatment options. And more options means more hope. Learn more at cancercenter.com.
John Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. You will find what you're looking for among the growing collection of classic and trendy styles with new arrivals every week. John's covers the whole family and has great prices, helpful and friendly customer service. Your experience shopping with us will be time well spent. Shop with us online at www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances. So come on into John's, located on Rosetta Street in Palmdale and Carmichael Road West. John's, we put fashion at your feet.
You're listening to Talking Heads with Naughty. Only on Guardian Radio. 96.9 FM.
One of my favorite guys in sports media joining the show now, Chris Broussard of First Things First, which is right after this show. He's also on Fox Sports Radio, The Odd Couple with Rob Parker. Chris, I see a Celtics green tie. Very out of character for you. What's going on with that? I thought you were a Knicks fan. Come on.
Well, I'm not a Knicks fan, but I'm thinking of this as more as Timberwolves green. Is that accurate? Timberwolves got a lot of colors.
But out of your mind.
Yeah, I think it's more T-Wolves green.
Man,
yeah,
listen, I miss you from being out here in L.A. We used to do your podcast. I would dominate you in debates. It was fun. So let's start with much of a debate. So Klay Thompson picks the Mavs over the Lakers. Is this a shot against LeBron? Oh, nobody wants to play with LeBron. Or is this like the Lakers brand is a little damaged? They couldn't get Danny Hurley. They couldn't get Klay Thompson. Couldn't get any superstar. Right. I mean, Max Christie is the Lakers' big signing so far this offseason to date.
Yeah, look, I don't think he was so much turning down the Lakers as he was choosing the Mavericks. The Lakers, all this talk about them offering him a four-year, $80 million deal, they couldn't offer him that. I mean, yeah, they could do a sign and trade and get him that. And that's what they tried to do by getting, you know, D'Lo, getting him traded to the Warriors. But the Warriors have been there and done that. So once you take that's not happening and D'Lo's not getting traded, how were they going to even clear that cap space to get him? They were going to try. And Klay was smartly like, I'm not waiting around for weeks or who knows, even longer for you guys to get a deal done. I'll go ahead and sign with Dallas. As far as you say not wanting to play with LeBron, you know, I don't think that's a factor. I mean, because a lot of players around the league will tell you that guys haven't always wanted to play with Luka. So that same knock on, you know, LeBron's been ball dominant and everything revolves around him, that also is the case with Luka Doncic. So I don't think that was a part of it at all. And I think Klay, I know, just being a competitor, that he's going to want to stick it to the Warriors, right? Mm-hmm. What better way to stick it to them than going there and getting your fifth ring when Steph and Draymond still only have four? And I think he's got a better chance of doing that with the Mavericks than the Lakers. I'm sure everybody feels that way.
Yeah. Now, one more on the Lakers. So they won 47 games last year. LeBron and AD were healthy. They went to the conference finals 2 years ago. But, Chris, I looked at the roster this morning. I didn't even realize it. They only have two guys over 30 years old. This is a youth movement. Now, Pelinka said that, and they're investing in Max Christie. They got Bronny. They got J.J. Redick to relate to the young guys. But LeBron, he can't be thrilled with this group, can he?
No, he can't be thrilled. I mean, it is what it is. They're essentially bringing back the same team as last year. Their improvements will have to come from, one, whatever new strategies J.J. Redick has, okay? He's already talked about wanting LeBron to shoot more threes. What type of offense does he run? Can he unlock some things that this roster wasn't able to unlock in the past? That's one thing. And then the guys that weren't healthy, Jared Vanderbilt, Gabe Vincent, how much can they contribute? If they're healthy, those are guys, Spencer Dinwiddie even. None of them played 30 games last year. So they're pretty good players. All you need are role players because you got your big two in LeBron and AD. So if those guys can stay healthy and then be productive, more productive than they were last year in the playoffs, you know, that's where your improvement could come from. I don't think they're a top-tier contender in the Western Conference, but if those guys do improve and LeBron and AD stay healthy, they, you know, could be a legitimate playoff team, meaning they get in that top, in that six-ish area. Yeah. But more likely, they're probably going to be in the play-in, maybe 7 or 8 in the play-in. Well,
you say that, but the Suns haven't gotten any better. The Paperclips have gotten worse. The Warriors lose Chris Paul and Klay Thompson. They're not going to be better. I don't know. There's a world where, like you said, J.J. Redick is worth, I don't know, let's say 4 or 5 wins that Darvin Ham botched with his rotations and late-game stuff. And now you're like, oh, my gosh, the Lakers stumbled into 49 or 50 wins, Chris. So maybe they are a top 6 team in the West.
It's a 6-ish. They could be. I think New Orleans is going to be better. Yeah. Obviously, you got Denver. Well, Denver's a little worse. I mean, they've lost some players, but they're still going to be still better than the Lakers. All right, so you got Denver, Minnesota, OKC, Dallas, and then, like I said, I expect New Orleans to be better. And then you have that group of Golden State. Now, we know they're trying to get Lowry marketing. I don't know that they can.
No.
But if they do, I love them. I'm not saying top-tier contender, but if they get Lowry marketing, he would be a perfect fit. That would be nice, and they would be something to deal with in the Western Conference.
Well, how are they getting him?
Absolutely.
How are they getting him? Kuminga? And
well, that's the challenge. I mean, that would be the challenge. But if they can, he would be a great fit for them. And they need to go all in as long as Steph is there, in my view.
Okay, let's go to the best player in the league, Luka Doncic, the Slovenian stallion. He gets Klay Thompson to go with Kyrie Irving in his backcourt. Listen, man, Stan Van Gundy was calling this the best backcourt in NBA history a month ago. I know that was a little bit much, but you add Klay in place of Derrick Jones. I mean, what are we looking at here? How do you defend this team? Klay's going to sit in the corner and just spot up, and you got to hug him up. You didn't have to do that with Derrick Jones or PJ Washington. Like, this is a big upgrade. I've got the Mavs tops in the West. Do you?
They're going to be right up there. I mentioned the top 4 teams, and I think OKC has had a phenomenal offseason. Josh Giddey didn't get much in the playoffs. I kind of like Giddey, but I like Caruso better. They don't need a big score in that kind of fourth slot. They've got their big 3. We know it's SGA, Chet Holmgren, and Jalen Williams. And now you've got a great defender in Caruso, adding him to an already great defensive team. And Isaiah Hartenstein, like, they needed size. They needed a little rebound, and he doesn't have to go there and get 15 points a night. So that's a good addition. Their only question is youth. And I still think they're 1 year away from really being able to win the West and potentially win the whole thing. Dallas, I love what they've done. Klay is a perfect fit there. He's a guy that obviously, like, when you have Kyrie and Luka, you need a guy that can play off, you know, 2 ball-dominant guards, a guy that can score big time without dominating the ball or having it in his hands a lot. And obviously, that's Klay Thompson. Look, Klay averaged 18 points on 39% shooting from 3 last year. Yeah. Those are really good numbers. All right, so I'm with you on the Mavericks as far as them being right there near the top. I think Luka, what he went through in the finals, he didn't play badly, but he was good, but he wasn't awesome like he usually is. That's what he needed. I think he needed to see that, have that moment, and now look in the mirror and say, okay, if I want to get to the next level and be a champion, I've got to be better on defense, just more engaged. And I think Klay can help him there too, because we know Luka's never going to be a shutdown defender, but Klay can talk to him about a guy like Steph. Look, Steph was never a shutdown defender, Luka, but he was smart. He was always in the right spot. He gave full effort defensively, and he talked. That's all we need you to do. So I think he can help Luka in that regard. And then I expect Luka to lay off the refs a little bit too, so he'll be better. I think a big key for the Mavericks is, can Kyrie be as good this upcoming season as he was this last year? And there's really no reason to think he can't unless Father Time just smacks him on the shoulder. But I think Kyrie will be big. If Kyrie can play like he did last year, then they should definitely have a great chance of getting back to the finals.
Yeah, let's remember, their offense is what killed them against Boston. I think they were under 100 like four times. They couldn't score. Now you add Clay. That's huge. All right, let's go to the East, where my Knicks, I have narrowly behind Boston, but the Sixers are trying to close the gap with this Paul George signing. Chris, I like Paul George's game a lot. I don't know, man. We've seen a bunch of big threes where somebody has to take a step back so the team can move forward. We saw Chris Bosh, Kevin Love. I mean, somebody somewhere has to take a step back in this big three. Is Paul George going to be that guy? Because we know Maxey and Embiid are homegrown talents in Philly.
Well, I think this big three, unlike some other ones, they all fit. You got the big man in Embiid. You got the point guard in Maxey. And you got the swing man in Paul George. So I think they'll be, and you know, Maxey, none of these, Maxey is not a ball dominant guy where, like you mentioned big threes with LeBron. LeBron, especially in his prime at that time, was ball dominant. So that third guy definitely does kind of become a glorified role player. And that's not necessarily the case in all big threes. It's just, do the big threes fit? And these big threes, this big three in Philly, really fits together nicely. My main concern with them is not, oh, it's a big three, can it work? It's, will they be healthy? And with me, Philadelphia, particularly with Joel Embiid and even Paul George, they are now firmly in the I'll believe it when I see it mold for me. That's how I feel about it. Like, I love Joel Embiid. I do wish he'd play a little more down low. He's got a great one of the best mid-range shooters in the league, period. So I don't want to take that away from his game, but there are times when he should use his size, kind of like Nikola Jokic does at times, and I hope Embiid takes that next step and does that. But my question with him is, will you be healthy? We know how his production has gone down in the playoffs, and it's because he's either really banged up and misses most of the postseason or a few games in a series, or even if he plays kind of like last year, he's like 70-75%. So he can't play as well as he did in the regular season. I think, look, Joel Embiid, the clock is ticking. I know he's only 30, but it feels like he's got the body of a 35-year-old. And I think there is more pressure on him than any other player in the NBA this year. He's got to get it done. All of the other elite players in this era have done it. Jokic has gotten his ring. Giannis has gotten his ring. Now Tatum and Brown in Boston have their ring. When are you getting your ring, Joel? You got your MVP. This is all that's left for you to do. And with Paul George and Tyrese Maxey as your wingmen, there's no excuse. I know they might lack a little depth, but Nick Nurse is a very good coach. And I like Kelly Oubre as a fourth guy. They've got a little enough depth, I think, if those three are healthy, to really make some noise in the East. But I'm not convinced till I see him being healthy.
I mean, I think they're starting barbecue chicken at shooting guard, Eric Gordon. I mean, he would struggle to defend you at your advanced age. I just say this about Embiid. Is it fair, Chris? Is it fair to say, hey, man, Joel Embiid's a really good basketball player? He's also a choke artist when it comes to the playoffs. He's either hurt or he doesn't show up. And we continue to defend. He's bulletproof for some reason in Philly. Against the Hawks, he had 8 turnovers at home in Game 7. 8. Yeah. Go look at the Celtics 2 years ago. I mean, they're up 3-2. All you got to do, Joel, show up. Give me 40. They get destroyed. I mean, I don't know. Show me when ever come through in the playoffs.
First of all, I think really good player is ridiculous. He's a great player. I mean, last year, he entered last season definitely behind the eight ball, if you will, when it came to the MVP race, right? Because a lot of people felt like he didn't deserve it the year he won it. They thought he should have went to Jokic. Embiid was so good before he got injured that he was the leading MVP candidate. I was one that was like, there's no way Embiid's getting it this year. But he was playing so well, and he cooks Jokic every time they play. He is a great player. But you are right. He has not gotten it done in the playoffs. It's fair to be critical of him there. I tend to think most of it is because he's always banged up. Even when he's healthy, he misses a game or two. You know, I mean, so he's not fully healthy. I'm saying even when he plays, he'll typically miss a game in a series or two games in a series. So that's on him, though. He's got to find a way to stay healthy. And I'm not sure there isn't some mental thing there, too. I'm not saying that the moment might not get too big for him. There's no excuse for him losing to Trae Young and Jalen Brunson in the playoffs and not be able to advance to the conference finals. So that's why I said it is more pressure on Embiid than any player in the league.
Okay, I'll ask you this. Knicks faces Sixers in the conference semifinals. That's what it's two versus three, whatever. Who's the best player in the series? And don't tell me Joel Embiid, Chris. Don't do it.
Oh, Embiid.
Oh, stop it.
Embiid.
Jalen Brunson beat him like a drum in the playoffs last year. Go look at Brunson's stats. Come on. You can't
first
say
of all,
that,
it's
Chris.
called a team sport, number one.
Oh, it's a team sport.
Secondly,
okay.
Embiid was, we know his lower extremities were not 100%. He had migraine headaches. He had Bell's palsy.
Soft.
And I'm not an Embiid apologist.
You sure sound like it.
But you are not about to sit here. You are not about to sit here on national TV and say Jalen Brunson, God bless him, he's a great player, but that he is better than Joel Embiid?
He was last year. He was last year.
Stop it. You should apologize right now to the viewers.
Go look at the numbers, what Brunson did to the Sixers in that series. Brunson was a revelation.
Numbers. He was great in that series. Okay. Don't get me wrong.
Okay.
But to say he's better than Joel Embiid, no way.
And how about this, Chris? How about this? The Knicks could have had Paul George. They looked at him and they were like, oh, we could trade Randall and a bunch of picks. They said, no, we don't want Paul George. We want no-time All-Star Mikal Bridges
saying Paul George isn't good?
No, he's good.
Because the Knicks are choosing, and I'm not blank. I think the Knicks, I like what they've done.
I'm not going to crush
what they've done. But I think the Knicks are clearly choosing chemistry over star power. They're saying, look, we got the three guys from Villanova. Now we got the four guys from Villanova. We know they all work well together. The challenge, and not a challenge, but what the Knicks are going to have to do, because you keep, you know, rhapsodizing about Jalen Brunson's numbers in the playoffs, they're not going to be able to play that way this year. Like, the way they played in the playoffs, where it was all Brunson all the time, that's not the best way for them to play now. They got four guys that could arguably average 20 points a game, right? You got Jalen, you've got Julius Randle coming back, OG Anunoby, and now Mikal Bridges. So I think it's going to have to be a little, and this is good.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.